Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming your way again this morning. I always love to be with you every single morning. And I know you are ready to hear the word of God, so I wouldn't waste any more time. I want us to go straight into the word of God today. Today I'm talking about your future is secured. Your future is secured. You know, sometimes most of us worry about the future. How is the future going to be like for me? What is going to happen to me? You know, those who are not married are wondering whether they'll marry. Those who are married are wondering whether they'll ever have children. Those who are healthy are wondering whether something will happen to them in their old age. Those who are looking for jobs wonder whether they'll get a job at all. A lot of us, you know, wonder and consider the future in a bleak way, in a way that is not right. But the Word of God has a solution for that particular challenge. The future is bright. The future is not full of doom and gloom. I know the economy of the world is becoming harder and harder, more difficult. But it is in these times, the more the system gets dark, the brighter your light shines, you see. Because light is meant for the dark. When light comes into the dark, the darkness disappears. And the Bible describes us as the light of the world, you see. So we are the light of the world. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Let's see what the Bible says concerning our future. It says, "But the path of the just is as a shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Other version says, "The path of the just as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day." There's a perfect day, and that perfect day is the day when you stand before the Lord, the day when you stand before Him and give account of yourself. You know, but before that day comes, He says, your path, the path of the just, and you are the just. You see, if you are born again, then you are the just one. To be just means to be declared not guilty or to be declared righteous. It says, the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. And it says, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. You see, you are not the wicked one. You are the righteous one. You are the just one of God. Therefore, your path is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So your future can only be bright. You see, I always say my future is bright to the extent that I cannot even look at it because it burns when I look at it. You see, my future is so bright that my eye burns when I look at it. The future is so bright. I want you to be saying these things to yourself. My future is so bright because it is. This is what the Word of God is saying. And the Word of God is wisdom, you see. The Word of God is wisdom. The Word of God has power. It says your path is as a shining light that shines more and more, or brighter and brighter, unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Now, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to see something further. It's so nice. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 21. He says, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." And he says, "For whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world," he says, "the world is yours, or life," he says, "life is yours, or death," he says, "death is yours, or things present," he says, "the present is yours," then he says, "or things to come," that is the future, he says, "the future is also yours," then he says, "all are yours, all things are yours," so the future belongs to you. You see, Jesus is in the future. There's a lovely song that goes this way, "Because He lives, I can face tomorrow." You see, Jesus is in tomorrow, Christ is in tomorrow, and He doesn't change. You know, every time when I'm starting this particular devotion, I always say that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is. He's the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He will be the same forever. You see, He's in the future. And because He's in the future, our future can only be bright. Your future can only be bright. Your future is secured. So don't worry about your future. It's when you think about your future, think about glory. Think about beauty. Think about expansion. Think about growth. Think about more increase. Think about prosperity, because that is what's in your future. Your future is not bleak. Your future is not full of darkness. The path of the just is a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. He says the future is yours. Now, what you say into your future is what will happen to you. You see, Jesus is the high priest of our confession. You see, what we say, He takes and makes them real in our future, because He's in our future. So say positive things about your life. Say great things about your life. Lord says that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. What do you want Him to do for you? How do you want the future to be? You can frame your future with Him, because it says that your future is yours. It says, all things to come, all are yours. Frame your future today. Speak of great things. I will influence the world with the word of God. Prosperity is mine. I will marry. If you are not married, say to yourself, I will marry. You may be 31 right now, or you may be 35 right now, but you marry, your marriage will come. You may be 30 or 35 and your children have not come yet. They will come, because your future can only be bright. Speak concerning your future today. Speak positively. Speak the word of God into your future. And let the word of God frame your world. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. So then keep speaking into your future, because your future is secured in Christ. Bye-bye.